Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today. We're going to dive right in on a piece that is critical to growing your business. And what is this piece? It's the law of ratio. Now, this is not something new. Most of you know about this law. Most of you, I mean, everyone lives this law, whether conscious of it or not. And so the first time I heard about this law was actually by Jim Rohn. And I was in college, and I joined an MLM thing, and I was going out, and I was thinking, okay, you know, I'm excited about this health product, and I want to promote it. And I hear Jim, and he talks about the power of numbers, and that you talk to, and he just shares this powerful message. He's like, okay, you talk to 10, get one. Talk to 10, get one. Talk to 10, get one. Talk to 10, now you get two because you're getting better. You're getting better. Talk to 10, get two. Talk to 10, get two. Now you get really good. Talk to 10, get three. And he talks about how if you're only really phenomenal, can you do anything above that, really? And I was like, okay, so that's the key. I'm just not putting in numbers. I want to grow my business faster, so people are my business, so I just need to talk to more people. So I thought, okay, I'm going to put this to the test. This law of ratio, we'll put it to the test. So as I started to change careers, and I wanted to test this in the coaching world, because I was coaching and speaking and wanting to scale this. It was at the time where I was struggling, to say the least, to enroll clients. So I said, okay, Jim, I remember your message on this, and I listened to it over and over and over. I was like, okay, I'm going to go master this thing. So I go out, and I talk to 10 different companies, and I just drive out, and I'm in Branson, Missouri. I drive out on the strip, and I go and knock on doors. And first off, I look like I'm 15 years old. Second off, I have no idea what the heck I'm talking about. And thirdly, I'm new to the game, and I'm coaching wrong niche, which is helping businesses, just random businesses, communicate effectively with their customers and get more success. So it was a very vague message. So I went out and I just knocked on all these different businesses, just local businesses, any of them that I could think of. And I went to 10 of them and got rejected by every single one. Some of them were, you know, I remember walking in and this guy in a cowboy hat, he looks at me and I walk up to him and say, hey, I'm Tyler Watson and with the Freedom Catalyst, and share my little spill. And he looks at me and says, I don't want nothing you're selling. Get out of here. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Nice to meet you. And I turn out and walk out, get in my car, and I just feel like crushed. I'm like, okay, this sucks. Come on, Jim. Okay, just I got to do 10 to get one. So I go to the next one, the next one, the next one. And sure enough, by the 10th one, the 10th one was actually someone kind of interested, but they said no. It never worked out. So I figured, okay, maybe I just didn't put in enough numbers. So a month or two passes, and I say, maybe I just need to go put in more numbers. So I take 2 days, and I go and talk to 26 different companies. And I'm knocking on doors, sharing the message, working on my mindset. And I know I just got to put in the numbers. It's a law of ratio. And I come out with zero. And I'm like, what the freak? Jim, you're letting me down, man. 1 out of 10, I got 0 out of 26. And I was really frustrated because it was how I made my income. You know, I quit my job and everything to pursue this. And nothing was working. And I got really frustrated. And I thought back to an experience because I had lived this law before. There was a time where I lived in Mexico for 2 years, and I got good, and here's the key, I got good at me communicating my message with the right people, me communicating with my message to the right people. So in Mexico, when I was serving a church mission, I went out and I practiced the message, and by the end, I was talking to over 200 people a week. And then that would convert down to approximately 20 people that we'd actually teach to. And then those would convert into people who were looking to, you know, get involved. And so I thought, like, why am I not succeeding in my business? If this law is true, and it was, you know, when I was in Mexico, why isn't it true now? So I realized that the law was true, but the message was off. The law was true, but the message was off. So what did I need to do? Oh, I just didn't understand my message. So knowing that, I focused the next week on refining my message, packaging it, and communicating effectively with my clients, which is now a big part of what we teach. That week, I made $6,400 in sales. That week. And then that month became my first, well, the month right after became my first $10,000 that I made. And it was because, yes, you put in the law of ratio. Yes, you talk to people. But the thing is focus on skill set. Practice, role play, drill it, which is a huge thing we do in our masterminds and at our Impact to Income event. We drill it, we practice it, and we focus on skill set. Because if you can focus on skill set, now instead of talking to 26 and getting zero and crying in your car because you feel like a failure, you realize that it's not you. It's the message. Refine the message. The ratios begin to work in your favor. Gain the confidence. The ratio goes up. Master it, and you become an enrollment master. And now, with what we do, my ratio ranges from about 7 to 8 out of 10. That's how powerful skill set is. Yes, the mindset's important, but I had my mindset on, right? Those 10 that got rejected and 26 that got rejected, I was not going to quit. My mindset was there. However, my skill set was completely off. Fix both together and you have miracles that happen. So that's my message for today, is no matter where you're at, yes, the law of ratio works. You put in a specific number, you will see conversions, and you can duplicate that, and you can continue to scale. If you're not getting results, go back to the message. What is the message? Why am I sharing this? What's the purpose? What's my story behind it? Who am I serving? How am I helping them? Why listen to me? What's the point? And then go put in the numbers. Your numbers will skyrocket. Thanks for listening to me today. Go put this into practice. If you need any help refining and tweaking your numbers or your skill set, go to thefreedomcatalyst.com. Schedule a strategy session. And if you're in our programs, get on the calls. And if you're not in the programs, do something to work on the skill set. It'll be the most valuable asset that you can invest in. I'm willing to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn that because I know that that's the key to success. Learn how to enroll clients through a powerful message. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll see you on the next show.